Audrey Napananga is an extraordinary documentary about Walpiri woman Audrey and her husband Santo. The film depicts their life in Walpiri, but it captures so many issues affecting First Nation Australians. Joining us now on Celluloid Dreams is the director of the film, Penelope McDonald. Thanks for joining us, Penelope.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you for having me.
This film was a long time in the making. How did you first get involved with Audrey and her family?
I've known for Audrey for 40 years, actually. We met a long time ago. I was working in a remote community called La Germano, which is at the north of the Tanami Desert, and Audrey was living there. So I got to know her first when we were both quite young, and then I've kept in touch ever since. And then she's in Mbantwa, as am I, in Alice Springs. We've been living here for, she's been here since 87. I've been here coming back and forth and then living here continually for the last nearly 20 years. And I'd known that Audrey would be brave to act in films, so I got her involved with acting. And from that, she went on to be in lots of films, Greenbush, Samson and Delilah, Rabbit Proof Fence, Mary Bryant, etc. But I thought, gee, Audrey's an interesting person to actually make a film about, and she won't have a fear of cameras and crews because she's done that. So I spoke to her about it, making a film, and then we just began from there.
So how long was the actual production of this film?
Well, it was a stop-start process. I really picked up a camera probably, you know, 10 years ago or even a bit more now, and did a bit of filming. But it takes a long time to actually get finance for a film like this. So I just kept filming different things or got other people to film them as they happened over time. And then I got some development funds, and then we finally got the full go-ahead in mid-2020.
In terms of the creative process, so that's the way you wanted to structure the film and edit the film, how did that evolve?
The structure of the film very much came about through editing, but the structure was a result of the filming we had done, which was a lot around family and things that were happening with the family over time. So the young children, when we started filming, they were 4 years old. When we finished, they were nearly 15. So we had, you know, quite a bit to play with, which actually made it difficult in the edit because you couldn't have the children suddenly older than younger and older than younger. We had to make a storyline that worked where they were gradually getting older.
And it's quite remarkable how much this story encapsulates such a degree of issues that do affect Indigenous Australians. How was that really clear to you at the beginning, or did it evolve as the filming and perhaps even the edit came about?
Well, I think, in fact, that's why I wanted to make the film, because I just thought Audrey was my friend and I just saw the things that were happening in her life because I saw her quite often and saw her family quite often, and, you know, would often go around to her place, and I'd just observe what was going on. I, you know, almost felt like I was part of it, but I was a bit removed because I wasn't, you know, I didn't have an official role. I was her friend. And in fact, I went with her to things a number of times, and people would say, was I a lawyer or was I a social worker? And I go, no, I'm actually her friend. And so I saw these things going on, and then I thought, well, Audrey's somebody that would be good to make a film about, because her life, she's an ordinary, extraordinary Australian like lots of people. And just making a film closely with Audrey, showing the things that are part of her life, is a window into a world that most Australians don't get to see. But I had the privileged position of a long friendship with Audrey, and so that she felt safe with me filming and telling her story.
There's some really beautiful moments with the children, I think. How at ease with the camera were they?
Oh, the children were very much themselves. Several of the subjects in the documentary had cameras that they could use to film, and we used a very small amount of that footage in the film.
It's such a great story about family. I mean, these two really incredibly dedicated parents at the core of this film. It's such a beautiful relationship that they have, and they come from such different worlds.
Santo's Sicilian, and he's been in Alice Springs living here since, he's been in Australia for most of his life, since he was a young boy, and he's been living in Alice Springs for a very long time. I think the interesting thing is both cultures, Walbury First Nations and Sicilian sort of Mediterranean cultures, they really love family and children. You know, they want to all be together. And I think that love of family is a something that binds them together in their relationship. Santo's family are very warm and vivacious and loving of children as well, and of Audrey, and similarly Audrey's family are very loving of children. You know, the extended family is so important in these cultures.
And given Audrey's experience in acting and filmmaking, how involved was she in the actual structure or production of the film?
Well, she'd sometimes want to film something and she'd be performative for camera when we mightn't want it. Like she loves to, you know, she loves the whole filming process. But Audrey would sometimes suggest that we film certain things, but more so in the edit. You know, it was really important to me that Audrey, it was a collaboration, that she watched, you know, every cut of the film, every section, every bit of music. That it was all that she was happy with it all, which you don't always do with documentaries. I mean, often you do show the cut, the final cut to the participant. But in this case, there was a need for a lot more involvement because of the language in the film. So Audrey and her close extended family, they were involved with translating as well. So they were involved from the beginning of editing right through.
It's very brave to open your life in the way Audrey has. I'm wondering how Audrey approached that sense of bravery. What unfolds is a story I think we should all see and have an opportunity to understand, and in that sense, a story that should and needs to be told.
I think Audrey is incredibly brave in the generosity of allowing us to tell the film, but Audrey also is brave because she stands up for her rights, and she always has. She's not afraid to call out a wrong, to ring a politician, to ring a ABC or another media outlet to when an injustice occurs. She's very very brave in that way. I don't think Audrey would ever shirk at calling something out.
Well, the film's been a long time in the making. It's now getting a release. Where is the film showing? And I believe you're doing some Q&A sessions around the country.
Yes, it's showing in every state and territory in Australia, starting with Alice Springs. And if you want to find out where the screenings are, we have a web site, audreynupananga.film, and you can look at where it's screening through there.
That was Penelope McDonald, director of the documentary Audrey Napananga. You're listening to Celluloid Dreams.